gospel lesson today, Jesus speaks of truth and freedom as spiritual realities known through his word. He reveals the truth that sets people free from sin. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. You will see that in the usual place for a sermon, you will not be hearing from me. Instead, you will be hearing from our 8 confirmands. And this is the order in which they drew positions, you might say. They have been working diligently on their faith statements. It took some of them a while to choose a confirmation verse, but you will see beside their name the verse that they chose. I've asked them to spend 2 or 3 minutes talking about any aspect of their faith that they would like to share with you, people of faith. And so let us now hear from our young people as they talk about their faith and their faith journey. So first we have Graham Bettinger, whose verse is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9.
Bible verse that I wanted to be able to represent me, I chose Joshua 1:9. It is, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I found my Bible verse because I was looking for one that I wanted to be able to reference during hard times and whenever I needed something to be able to look back on. And I was looking for Bible verses, and as I read through multiple Bible verses, I just couldn't find the right one. But once I read this one, I knew that I would be able to use it through the future and whenever I needed it. Through our journey through confirmation and through youth group, we've learned a lot about God and how we should praise him, how we should treat God and our neighbors. And I would like to thank Pastor for teaching us for the past 2 years, and Tracy for helping us in youth group. And I'm extremely excited to become a member of this church and to be able to praise God as a man in the church. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Addison Bettinger. And her verse is Job chapter 5, verses 8 through 9.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My verse is Job 5, 8 through 9. "But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. When I find myself in a situation where I feel I am walking alone, I put my trust in God. It gives me a comfort knowing that he is walking alongside me. As youth today, we are faced with many challenging decisions. Knowing that God not only has a plan for me, but is listening to me as I think through decisions, takes away some of the worry. As I walk on the golf course or in life while I am competing, and I think I am walking alone, I turn my thoughts toward God and know he is with me. God teaches us humility and that we are not in control of everything. Yes, he performs miracles, but he is also there when life doesn't go my way. through my journey in Christ and in youth group, I have come to trust more in God, his plans, and the lessons he will teach me. I am excited to start my journey as an adult in the church and continue to trust and follow God. I appreciate Pastor Ann and Tracy as they have given their time to teach me and my peers and tell us more about God. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Blaine Shavlik. His verse is Psalm 27, verse 14.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Bible verse I chose was Psalm 24 through 17. God has a perfect timing for everything. Learn to wait on him. This brings him honor and it brings you peace. I found this Bible verse by scrolling through Instagram on my phone. And the reason why I chose this verse is because I always live by the saying, everything happens for a reason. And I believe that God chooses what happens to everybody at a certain time or for a certain reason. I'm so thankful for this opportunity that has been given about... I'm so thankful to be able to learn more about God from Pastor Ann this last 2 years, taking confirmation class. I'm so glad for all the peers that I've taken confirmation class with. Lost my spot. I'd really like to say thanks to Pastor Ann for putting through with all of us the last 2 years, but most importantly for teaching us more about Jesus Christ, our Savior. I'm super excited and honored to become a member of this church. I can't wait for the lessons that God will teach me in the future. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Jace Foss. His confirmation verse is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6.
Morning.
Good morning.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jace Foss, and before this summer started, Pastor Ann asked us to go through and find a Bible verse that we wanted to represent us. So after that, I ended up Googling some Bible verses, and I found Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So I picked this verse because really in time in life, there's times when you feel like no one there is really there with you and you just need something to lean on or trust. And you can turn to God for that. And then your past can sometimes get a little unstraight and you can make bad decisions that you kind of need help to fix. And then... I'm super excited to become an adult of the church, and I want to thank Pastor Ann for putting up with us and teaching us everything through confirmation for the past 2 years, Tracy for helping her out, and all the people that have provided meals. And I think that's it.
Our next speaker is Brett Shavlik. His confirmation verse is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my Bible verse I chose that I want to reference to is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I found my verse one day when I was reading through the Bible looking for a verse that I could reference to in my everyday life. And when I read through this one, I knew this was the one I wanted to reference to when things were hard. I chose this Bible verse because it shows and gives examples that Jesus Christ is the same every day and he'll be there for you every day in every struggle that you might come. Jesus Christ and the Lord will always be there to help you forever, which to me is important in my faith, as the Lord and Jesus Christ will always be there with me and for everyone else that might need him. I'm so thankful for the journey I've had through this church, and I can't thank Pastor Ann and Tracy for every teaching we had on Wednesdays. And including those two people, I can't thank more Travis Pearson, my mentor, for helping me with all the questions I've had through my faith that I've learned. I can't wait to become a member of our church as an adult. And I can't wait to praise God for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Ian Goddard.
There we go.
His verse is Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Morning, everyone.
My verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe Christ strengthens me because when I'm struggling, I can turn to him and I know that he will be there through my highs and lows in life. This verse called to me because I've had lots of ups and downs in my life, and I will continue to have ups and downs forever. But I know with Jesus I can do hard things. Through confirmation, I've made lots of friends and learned more about my faith. My faith will continue to grow as I go through difficult challenges in my life. Being confirmed into the church will help me take my next step towards faith. I would like to thank everyone for helping me get confirmed, and Pastor Ann and Tracy for, you know, like being there for us all these years. To sum up these last few years, everyone should just let their faith grow and the love inside them show.
Our next speaker is Tessa Johns. Her confirmation verse is Romans chapter 8, verse 26.
Hi.
Good morning.
My Bible verse is, we don't know what we should pray for, but the Spirit himself prays for us. He prays through groans too deep for words. What this means to me is, even though you may be very overwhelmed with life because life isn't perfect, and you might have too many things to pray about, and you might just feel, like, overwhelmed at the thought of praying. But then the Lord himself, is already praying for you, whether you know it or not, and he is praying. He already knows everything. And that kind of brings me to something that Mr. Rogers did, actually. And whenever he would pray at the very end of his show, he would just say names. He wouldn't do any backstory. He wouldn't do, like, any explanations. He would just do the names. And that kind of says something, because it's like, even though, like, it might be too overwhelming to pray because of all of the backstories and narratives and stuff, but he already knows everything. And so if you just pray names, that is enough, and it will help basically everything. I just want to say thank you to Pastor Ann for all the patience, and my mentors, and everyone who's taught us Youth Night in the past, because it's been really fun. And yeah, thank you.
Our next speaker is Jolene Foss. Her confirmation verse is Psalm 3:3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My verse is from Psalms 3:3. But you, Lord, are a shield around me. This verse inspires me deeply because no matter what you go through or where life takes you, God will always be there and guide you through both the good and the bad. He is my shield and my protector through whatever challenges come my way. Walking with the Lord each and every day strengthens me, knowing that he places a shield around me until the day of judgment. I actually experienced this when I was in sixth grade. I decided to attend Buffalo Christian Academy. It was a challenge at first, but the experience brought me closer to God and strengthened my faith. I learned new skills, met amazing people who have helped me succeed in high school. Looking back, I realized that without this experience, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I believe in God has challenged me, but always guides me through the right direction. Thank you.
I now invite all the confirmands to join me at the baptismal font.